And so when I started to learn how to communicate with VAs, Chris, in that book, really does outline. You say it this way, you use bullet points, you ask these questions. It's very easy. So when we started getting into planning and the nitty-gritty, I communicated with him that way, and he finally heard me, so we didn't fight, which is awesome. So if you are working with someone that's close to you that perhaps the way that you communicate is not the exact same, the book will help you because it really does help you to outline tasks. And you become less annoyed in the process because you learn how to give direction. So like I keep saying, I feel like this is a bit of a bait and switch where you guys, you know, came here to learn how to make money and use Facebook and do all of that stuff. But you're leaders in an industry and you're CEOs of your business. You have to learn how to manage and communicate with people, right? Not just your VAs, but other people that you want to network with. So we're going to wrap. Actually, before we do that, everybody, hokey pokey time. Stand up, shake it out, shake, 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 stretch, breathe. My job this weekend was to make you comfortably uncomfortable. Have I succeeded? Great. Sit down. We're not done. So, to finish up, it's time to put on your cape and start saving the world one client at a time. I know you can do it. You need to know that you can do it. And maybe you're there, maybe you're kind of not there, maybe you're getting there, and that's it's all good. So I'm going to read it from here. Unless you're very lucky or very enlightened, you're likely to hear those nattering voices and feel those nagging fears within you. They're part of the deal. I won't try to talk you out of them, and you shouldn't try to talk yourself out of them either. Just notice the voices and feel the fears. That's all you need to do with them. You don't need to rid yourself of them. Where would they go anyway? All you need to do is acknowledge them, wave, let them know you're aware, I hear you, then get busy learning to live in your zone of genius. A lot of people ask me, how do you get over the fear? How do you feel it and do it anyway? You just do. There's no other answer other than you feel it and you move forward. This is the best thing. Is Marianne in here? Do you recognize that? Yeah. She's a Gestalt therapist. So fear is excitement without the breath. Breathe into your fear. Don't hold your breath. Just breathe. Everything is fine. Everybody keeps asking me, are you tired? Are you this? Are you that? Were you crazy? No. Because, I mean, a little bit, yes. But I told you guys, I was sitting on my toilet, dripping wet, right? Hair in a towel, thinking, who am I? Who am I to do this? Who am I to pull this off? And I started to breathe, and I started to write down my why, and I acknowledged that I was afraid, and I acknowledged that this feels uncomfortable. And you just do it anyway. That's really all we can do, is just breathe into the fear and move forward one step at a time. Breathe into the fear and move forward. So I want to know, and I want you to say it out loud, we'll do it in a minute, what you would do if you knew you couldn't fail. What would you do for the rest of your life if that actually wasn't an option? Because if you really have a goal and you have no plan B, the only way that you will ever fail is if you quit and give up. With certainty, you will fall down, you will fumble. With certainty. I know that for sure. And it will maybe feel like failure, but then you get up and you learn and you grow. So what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail, ever, like fail for real? What would you do for the rest of your life? I'm going to tell you a secret. I'm going to tell you a little bit of a secret, and I made some notes because I didn't want to forget anything that I wanted to tell you. You can have issues and mindset voices and still be a big presence in the world. You can have both at the very same time. It's unlikely that you will get rid of the voices in your head ever. It's very, very unlikely unless you're like Eckhart Tolle or maybe Oprah, right? Just because you have them there doesn't mean that they're telling you the truth. And you can have issues and blockages and still be an amazing presence in this world. You can have both at the same time. Breathe through the fear, the voices will quiet, and move forward, okay? So I'm gonna play you a little video, and then we're gonna do a fun little game to end off with called Share and Declare. So I'm gonna play the video first, and then I'm gonna get you guys to come up to the microphones, declare what you want, declare what you would do if you knew you couldn't fail. You're gonna shake, you might feel like you wanna throw up, but remember when Dr. Walker asked you to come up and you didn't want to, this is the chance. It's scary. Go out of your comfort zone, okay? Share and declare. I'll go first to make it less traumatic for everybody. We're gonna watch a bit of a video first. I watch that video every day. Every day, I watch that video. At least once, sometimes 10 times, right? Because you need stuff like that. So, share and declare. We're gonna finish. We're gonna share and declare what you would do for the rest of your life if you knew you could not fail. It's scary. I challenge you to do it. We have two microphones. I'll go first. So, the thing that I would do for the rest of my life if I knew that I couldn't fail would be to hold conferences exactly like this, filled with tens of thousands of people, and also take that money and use it to teach impoverished women who don't really have a whole lot how to grow their businesses online, right? And my 1 million mission, change the world physically and emotionally for 1 million people by 2022, and I'll take it one step deeper and go vulnerable with you, so I'm opening the space for you to be vulnerable. The fear